All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 97.1. I promise you, I get you football every hour. This hour's no different. Michael, spin the ones and twos.
Oh, I love this one here.
I know.
It's a historic one for you. All right, who is the GOAT, the greatest of all time on offense for each of the 32 NFL teams? All right?
Oh, God.
So tell me who the GOAT is all time offensively for these teams, beginning with the Arizona Cardinals. Who would you say?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Correct. Very good. That is correct.
All right, one for one. That was an easy one because it's a morbid franchise.
Yep.
It sure as hell wasn't Emmitt Smith or Jake the Snake Plumber.
How about the Atlanta Falcons?
Ooh. Wow. Wow. I still have to go Mike Vick.
That would be incorrect. They actually list Julio Jones.
And I get it. He had a longer duration. But there was a time Michael Vick was the single most explosive playmaker in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
Just saying.
All right, let's go to the Baltimore Ravens. Stick in order for a little bit. Who's the all-time GOAT for the Ravens offense?
Tony Banks. No.
I'll give you a hint. A rarity, an offensive lineman.
Yeah, or okay, so they're going Jonathan Ogden. If it wasn't him, you know who would have been an interesting selection? Lamar, it's too early.
Right.
Would it have been, David, who the hell was the big running back? Jamal Lewis.
Yep. I knew that's who you were thinking of.
Jamal Lewis for a time was a bad dude.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the Buffalo Bills. All-time GOAT offensively.
All right, I'm going to say Jim Kelly because it's probably right, but to me it should be Thurman Thomas.
Thurman Thomas it is.
Ah, Thurman Thomas.
You know what? Screw it. I want to see if we can get through all 32 here.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I won't wax whimsically
Carolina
about these players.
Panthers.
Christian McCaffrey.
Steve Smith.
Okay, Steve fair. Smith. That's fair.
Chicago Bears. Come on, all time.
Oh, Walter Payton. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yep. We move on to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Boomer Esiason.
No. Lineman. Ooh. Anthony.
Oh, Munoz.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns.
Well, sure as hell ain't Bernie Kosar. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown? Yeah.
Obviously.
Wow,
Jim
they
Brown.
Went way back.
You got to go to the 50s.
Another easy one. These ones we should fly through. I guess somewhat easy. Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, there's a million to choose from. I mean,
Emmitt?
Emmitt Smith?
Yep, there you go.
Should have been Troy.
Or could have been Michael.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos.
Or could have been Dorsett.
Yeah.
John Elway. John Elway. Come on.
For Denver, there you go. How about the Detroit Lions' best offensive player ever?
Barry Sanders, lock it up.
Nope, Calvin Johnson. I'm just messing.
Scott Mitchell.
Go to hell with
Scott
that.
Green Bay Packers.
Milt Plum.
Interesting.
Oh,
one
Packers?
For the Packers. Yep.
See the Packers. Yeah. Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre.
Bart Starr.
Whoa! Don't say Bart Starr.
Bart Starr. It is.
All right, you got it.
They
you got to stop.
We could have gone with any of the three quarterbacks: Starr, Favre, or Rodgers.
Bart Starr couldn't play a lick in today's game.
Sure
couldn't. Outrageous.
Let's move on to the storied franchise of the Houston Texans. Who would their all-time GOAT be on offense?
You're looking at him. Deshaun Watson.
Andre Johnson.
Oh, yeah,
Andre
okay.
Johnson it is.
Okay, you're right. You're right, and I want to apologize.
Indianapolis Colts.
Ugh. Peyton Manning.
Easy.
Ugh.
David disagrees.
Edgerrin James.
Jacksonville Jaguars, all-time offensive GOAT.
Mark Brunell.
Steve.
Damn. Jimmy Smith? Keenan McCardell.
They're not going to Kyle Baselli,
Brady.
Are they? Tony Baselli?
Maurice Jones-Drew. Fred Taylor.
There you go, Fred Taylor, there.
Fred
My
Taylor.
Mom.
Fred Taylor.
I mean,
yep.
All right, if Fred Taylor's the best you got, yeah, that tells you a lot.
How about the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, hell.
With 28,507 career passing yards.
Whoa, they're not going Tony Gonzalez here?
No, they're not, actually.
Wow.
It would be Len Dawson.
Ugh.
Oh, come on.
Hey, we've seen recent players as far back as Bart Starr and Len Dawson.
Tony Gonzalez should be there. You're right, Mike.
That's ridiculous.
Let's talk about the Raiders. 11 seasons this offensive player played with the Raiders. 5-time Pro Bowler.
Tim Brown.
Not Tim
what?
Brown?
I'm in shock.
Marcus Allen.
Oh.
Over Tim Brown?
Yep.
Wow.
Over Tim Brown. All right. In my opinion, one of the most underrated players in NFL history. How about the Chargers?
I'm afraid to answer. Antonio Gates or LaDainian Tomlinson? I'd take LT.
LT. Yeah. LT it is, who never gets talked about among all-time greats. And he was fantastic. How about the Rams now?
Oh, man.
A lot to choose from. Greatest show
it
on
is.
Turf. Mm. Any guesses?
Honestly, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt were great. I'd still go Marshall Faulk here.
Isaac Bruce, the first name you should have gone with.
They did. The Reverend Isaac Bruce.
Trent Green.
We move on to the Miami Dolphins.
Dan Marino.
That's easy, yeah.
And we begin with the Cardinals. Let's go to the Minnesota.
Brought to you.
Let's go to the Minnesota Vikings.
Best offensive player of all time. I still think it's AP.
This
Chris
guy
Carter
started in 12 consecutive Pro Bowls.
Chris Carter.
No.
No, he didn't. Wow.
Randall McDaniel.
What?
Randall McDaniel started in 12 consecutive Pro Bowls. Any guesses for the New England Patriots who their offensive GOAT would be?
Go ahead, David.
Tom Brady.
Any guesses for the New Orleans Saints?
Breeze.
Easy. How about the New York Giants?
The Lord Philip Sims. I won't accept another answer. I'm leaving.
Eli Manning.
That would be Eli. No, I'm just messing. It's not Eli.
That
is not Eli. Wow.
It is. Looks like an old black and white photo. Frank Gifford.
I thought you were going to say an old black player.
Yeah. Frank Gifford. What can I say? It hasn't been a good offensive franchise.
Yeah.
The other New York team, the Jets. Offensive GOAT.
I hate to say it.
Who, David?
Joe Namath?
Keyshawn?
No, it's not, actually.
No to both of us? No Keyshawn? No Joe? Wow.
This player wore number 28.
Curtis Martin?
Oh, Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin it is. A few more
this
here.
This list is wacky.
Eagles.
I see my answer is going to be different. He's going to make fun of it. He's going to say McNabb. I'd still go Randall Cunningham.
I would go Randall Cunningham.
Both are incorrect. It'd be Steve Van Buren.
Hey, do me a favor.
Stop.
You and Steve Van Buren
stop.
Can go to hell.
Stop.
Who the
stop.
Hell is Steve Van Buren?
Stop it.
Number one overall pick in 1944, 6-time All-Pro.
Oh.
I mean, David, this is not
no,
right.
We've heard
this
LT.
Is a setup.
We've heard a lot of current ones. Let's fly through these. Pittsburgh Steelers. David, who?
That would be
Neil O'Donnell.
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, Terry Bradshaw?
Niners.
Oh, God.
Niners.
Joe Montana.
Jerry Rice. Best receiver ever. Seahawks.
Aye. Steve Largent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Oh, God.
War done?
A dying position in the NFL. A dead position, almost.
Oh, tight.
Oh, Mike Allstott?
Yeah, there you go.
Wait a minute. How do you give Mike Allstott the nod over Warrick Dunn?
Right.
Allstott, yeah, it was great, though.
Oh, I'm just saying. Wouldn't Mike Evans be better than both of them?
Yes.
Two more. Titans/Oilers.
Steve McNair.
Warren Moon.
Earl Campbell.
I gotta go.
Last one.
I rarely do this.
No, this isn't.
I am protesting.
Last
this
one.
List.
Washington Redskins.
Heath Shuler.
I don't even want to guess.
Charlie Taylor. As we finish with.
Yeah, forget.
Well
it.
Done.
What
guys.
You know? Whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.